WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan school board members voiced no opposition to starting a new busing system after Christmas break. Recommendations made last night by an outside consultant were supported by Superintendent Christy Whitbeck and all the stakeholder groups she has consulted.
Our district leadership team, our DEIC, our parent leadership council, every single group that we've had has said it needs to make a change.
Students would be taken directly home from school. To do that, there will be revisions to some school start and stop times and revisions made to the bell schedule. Dr. Whitbeck told the board she will have final recommendations in 2 weeks. If approved, details will be shared with all interested parties for the rest of the year. And bus drivers will be making practice runs in order to start the new routes on January 8th. While the College Station Council reviews the design of the city's new police headquarters, staff is working on the concept for the next fire station.
They're building the new middle school out there on Reuter Road, and so we've got a couple of acres that were dedicated. Now, what we're trying to do right now is see if that's going to be the most feasible location.
Assistant City Manager Jeff Capps on our show says staff is considering what will be in the new fire station.
We would have some concerns about the feasibility of being able to get out in traffic during school zone times in the mornings and the evenings. So we're really looking at that. Chief McMahon's come in. We're kind of taking another good hard look at that. Is that the best location? Really what we need out there right now is another ambulance out there.
Cap says they may wind up with a quick response unit that includes an ambulance given the volume of medical emergencies the fire department handles. The Bryan City Council held a special meeting yesterday where 7 items were approved in 21 seconds.
That includes reducing the speed limit on Leonard Road and Grosbeck from 50 to 40 miles an hour and establishing a school zone on Grosbeck past SOS Ministries, which has a kindergarten through 6th grade charter school. There was no discussion on those items or on approving land use changes at 4 different locations. That included acreage at Highway 30 and Hardy Whedon Road, where nearly 340 homes will be built, mostly on newly annexed property. Up to 90 new apartments will be built at the corner of Leonard Road and FM 2818. 14 single-family homes will be built south of Rutter High School along Austin's Colony Parkway, and allowing the construction of new cotton storage warehouses to replace buildings removed more than a year ago, which forced the landowner to rezone property south of Highway 21 in Texas along the railroad tracks. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Approaching the 2-month anniversary of Hurricane Harvey, the cleanup continues.
TxDOT workers have collected over 10 million cubic feet of debris.
And to put that into perspective, that's about the equivalent of 186 football fields.
David Glessner with TxDOT says more than 600 employees from all over the state are working weekly rotations in the hardest hit areas, picking up
pieces of structures, turned over cars, fences, you know, anything that could have been washed away in the flooding and the storm that would accumulate, you know, along the roadways or in culverts.
More than 500 roads were closed at the height of the storm. Today, there's only one in a state park in Bastrop County. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And more tickets are on sale for Saturday night's concert at Reed Arena benefiting hurricane victims. Details are online at bush41.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 53 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Okay. Well, the computer decided to freeze. That's always nice.
Freeze!
Let's see. We'll try that. No, that didn't work. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, it's been working so well up until right now.
It's cold today, Scott. It's freezing it.
You know it. We're going to have to close the program.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, really. Oh, look, now it doesn't want to close. It doesn't want to go away.
Would you like to send a report to an imaginary person who says they'll fix it?
Exactly.
I hate those messages.
I know, you love that. Like, okay.
Send an automated report.
Be glad to. And what are you going to do after we do that?
Yeah.
Does that all get taken care of then? Probably not. All right, let's see. We'll try that. Yeah, that's not working. Okay. I think we finished the Pioneer Steel commercial, so now we'll move on.
It's
okay.
Time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
There you go. All right, let's do some weather now. Shall we do that? Sure. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure situated over the northeastern corner of the state. We're in for a sunny day. Temperatures will be comfortable again this afternoon, reaching 75 to 80 degrees. Tonight clear, we'll cool back to 50 to 55. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny. The high's a little further east, so we're warmer tomorrow, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night clear to partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Sunshine for Thursday with a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
House of Cards.
That's it. A little House of Cards. Because, you know, we were just talking about Netflix, and this is part of it. I mean, Frank Underwood is awesome. And they've done, like, five seasons?
Well, I'm not saying Kevin Spacey's an underrated actor, because plenty of people love him, but, man, he's a good actor.
Yes, he is. He can do this. And does comedy, too.
I mean, No. He's hilarious.
So Russians who worked for a St. Petersburg troll factory... Were required to watch Netflix House of Cards to help them write messages that would influence Americans against their own government. The Russian trolls targeted Americans in the comments section of popular websites with messages slamming Hillary Clinton and her family's past scandals, as well as a scandal of her private email service.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm just saying, look, we already knew, but there. Thank you, Russians, for letting us know.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, so I don't know if it matters or not, but apparently security researchers in Belgium have discovered a flaw in Wi-Fi that, basically could allow hackers to go ahead and just read the information that you thought was encrypted or infect websites with malware. The Wi-Fi Alliance, which is an industry group that represents hundreds of Wi-Fi technology companies, said the issue could be resolved through a straightforward software update. Well, now, wait, you're going to ask us to actually upload some sort of a patch or a change? Because you know we don't do that.
No.
I mean, hell, if Equifax won't do it, why should we, right? I know, they went ahead and got hacked, and now almost every American's information's out there. But, you know, they were busy. Couldn't get around to going ahead and just doing a little upgrade. Anyway... the website, crackattacks.com, and crack is spelled with two K's there.
Okay. Okay.
Crackattacks.com has been set up to provide technical support about the flaw and the methods that hackers might use to attack vulnerable devices. So, again, if you want to do it, but sometimes it's just such a hassle that why would you want to? Canadian man who was recently freed after being held in Afghanistan by Taliban-tied kidnappers for five years... said he thought his captors were joking when they told him Donald Trump was president.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Joshua Boyle told the Toronto Sun that one of the captors said Trump was elected president, but that it didn't enter my mind that he was serious. Mr. Royals was kidnapped in 2012 and held for 5 years before being rescued by the Pakistani forces last week, if you remember the guy.
They didn't even let him have TV?
Well...
wow. That's,
I know.
That's rough,
man. They probably had to take showers without hot water and soap. Oh. It had to be hard. You know how those people can be. So, anyway. All right, so tax reform may or may not be coming. Donald Trump has passed his desired plan along to Congress. But in a recent analysis, it's found something that we all can get behind.
$1,000 in free money.
Yeah.
If it passes.
Tell me more.
Well, if it passes as is, corporations would be the biggest beneficiaries of the new tax plan. And a study finds that the savings felt by corporations would have a greater impact on everyday U.S. Americans if that money were instead simply passed on to us.
Yeah.
Every worker in U.S. America, about $1,000 a year. Yeah, we could go for that.
Absolutely.
All right. Money, money.
Here's an animal story for you.
Okay.
66 giraffes arrived in China on Sunday on a chartered flight from Johannesburg.
A flight?
How does that work?
That's
Please
a tall plane.
Me. I was
Man.
About to say.
The giraffes, 22 males, 44 females, all around 2 years old. I guess they're going to start a new population of giraffes over there.
Yeah.
It'll be in China.
What if they're an invasive species and they just take over?
Well, but they'll eat the top of the tree first. That means the people at the bottom, the critters at the bottom of the tree will be okay.
So you go to China and there's, nothing but giraffes roaming the streets and killing people.
They don't kill people.
They are a wild animal, Chelsea. They're not cute and cuddly. They can kill you.
Yeah, but they're not just going to let them roam around the streets.
Running with the giraffes instead of running with the bulls. You could do that.
They're just trying to compete with Spain. Yeah.
Seems like giraffes would be hard to put a saddle on.
Probably would.
Because of the slope of their back.
Well, but,
But that would be awesome, though, if you could ride a giraffe.
Ride a giraffe.
Or we could play polo on them, too.
You would definitely need a stepladder.
I think so. A $6.6 million home in England isn't selling, so the owners are selling chances in a spot the ball competition.
Oh.
Do we know what spot the ball is?
No.
Okay. I don't either.
Okay.
Why don't you all Google that so we can figure out what this is?
Sports guy, spot the ball.
Yeah, spot the ball, spot the ball. What that happens to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still working on it. Sorry, guys.
For about $45, you can take a shot at guessing where a computer-generated ball might be in the house.
Oh.
As long as there are 200,000 entries, the person who gets closest to the ball will win the house.
So they're still getting money?
Yeah,
Because you have to... Okay.
House isn't selling. They wanted $6.6 million for it. So what they're going to say is, okay, so here's what we'll do is if you want to pay...
Let's have a contest.
Yeah, if you want to pay $45...
Okay.
Then you can get...
So they still make their money and someone gets a house for $45.
You can get a shot. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll see.
Spot the ball
is
a traditional newspaper promotion where the player has to guess the position of a ball which has been removed from a photograph of a ball sport. Especially association football. So I'm wondering if they take a little piece of the picture out.
Well, it's the house. You have to figure out where the ball is in the house.
So maybe this is a different kind of spot the ball.
But I guess it's based on that.
By the way, so they're basically giving this house away for practically free. $45 for a $6.5 million home. But up in Tyler, so HGTV did a thing on Lake Tyler where it was the Dream Home, HGTV Dream Home View. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that. I think they've done it in other places too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where they have all the most up-to-date everything in it is brand spanking new. It's a humongous house. And you could win it. And somebody won it.
Okay.
But the problem was they couldn't pay the taxes on it.
Uh-huh.
And because the thing was so huge, they could not pay the taxes on it. So they ended up having to sell it. And I'm pretty sure they sold it for less than market value.
Oh, wow.
And just saying, it's one of those deals. Like, just because it's free, it ain't necessarily
free. It's not free.
Hey there.
So my question is, do you pay your $45 for it? There's only like $100,000. Do they keep the money?
Well, that's the...
Go ahead.
But also they add $6.5 million for the house. Well, $45 at $200,000, that's $9 million.
Yes.
They're actually making an extra $2.5 million.
Yep, you're exactly right. Yep, I was going to point that out. If you do the math on it, that would be if they get that now.
And that is a good point. If they don't get the required amount of entries.
If there are fewer entries, then the closest person to the ball will get 75% of the takings. The multimillion-dollar house has 5 bedrooms.
So they're still making money.
River Thames, yeah. And there's pictures of it out there if you want to go see that.
They spell Tim's funny.
They do, don't they? They say things funny. They say squirrel.
Squirrel.
Have you ever heard
squirrel.
That?
You ever been laying around the Tim's?
Actually, I
well,
have
we heard
watching
Zach's,
a squirrel.
We heard Zach's Mr. Darcy impression today.
Well, we did
Darcy.
That, and then we heard him. And then we heard him sing with Sharon. I thought it was Chelsea.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah.
That's,
lots of fun surprises.
I'm like a chameleon. I'm taking different forms
there
today.
There you go.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I have to find that website again because we did this last week, how British people say words differently than U.S. Americans.
Oh, yeah, but we only got to squirrel.
We only got to squirrel.
Yeah, we got kind of caught up on that.
Well, and we found another one. And,
okay.
I don't know. Oh, good. Mr. Downs is here.
Is he here already?
He's here already. So let me see if we can find, get him to... Because if he can find me the website, we actually, I don't want to say we planned it, but
squirrel.
He found one that was pretty good. Now we have a new employee here today, and so he's doing the new employee.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The talk.
Yeah. So I'm gonna call him on his cell phone. See if he'll pick up.
This is Ben.
Are you in the building?
Well, hello there, Mr. DeLucia.
Hi.
I am in the building.
I can't remember the name of that website where the British guy is saying the words in a different way than we do. And you and I were discussing last week that there was something that we wanted to have on the radio, but I don't remember the website.
Are we on the air?
We are.
Chance?
Yeah, we are, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, that changes my answer somewhat. It's a... Chelsea, you're handy there, right?
Yep.
You're nearby?
Okay. I am. I'm here.
It's a website. If you can write this down.
Okay.
YouTube.com.
Yeah, I got that. I got that far.
Is that a Y-O-U or is it just the letter
Y.
U?
Y-O-U. Okay.
Y-O-U.
Yeah, that's that
tube.
Website.
Tube.com.
YouTube.com.
Okay.
And it's a... 11 words British people that Americans ask British people to say.
Okay.
Our top words.
That's
just
it.
Words British Americans say. And it's the guy in the.
He's got a plaid shirt. Yeah, I got it.
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah. All right. Thank you. That's
and
all we need.
Wait. Before you go, I happen to know the bit that you're wanting to play for
4 minutes in, right?
4 minutes in.
Okay. I got
it. Chelsea Squirrel is one minute in.
Yeah,
Squirrel
okay, very good.
Is it 1 minute in?
Thank you. I knew there was a reason you were here today, and that's what it is. So thank you
I'm
so
here
much.
To help, man.
Thank
I
you
live
so much.
To serve.
Thank
I
you. I appreciate that. All right, goodbye. All right. So did you find the website?
I have it pulled up. Do you want me to start 4 minutes in?
Go to 4 minutes in, and let's see how this goes.
Right. Out of my body.
That's not it.
Thankfully, I don't drive, so I don't have to deal with this word all that often, and I don't own my own house, so I don't have an attached... garage, as I would say. But you know what? Between you and me, this is actually one of those words that I think actually sounds a little less elegant when the British say it. Garage. I'm going to park the car in the garage. Americans do what Southerners in England do with the word bath. Bath. They extend the A. Garage. It's a mouthful, though, the way they say it.
Is this what you were looking for?
Yeah. I'm going to park the car in the garage. Then I'm going to lift up the boot and the bonnet and I'm going to check the windscreen to make sure that the indicator is working correctly. None of that made sense, but I just wanted to sort of convey what it would sound like if an American started talking about car stuff in British terminology.
Okay, thanks.
Ah,
there you go.
His American sounds very, very snooty.
Yeah, well, but again, he makes a good point. Garage.
Yeah,
you know,
garage.
Garage.
Exactly, yeah.
Garage.
So we say garage, which sounds a whole lot nicer, and we don't say things like boot and windscreen. And indicator is your turn signal, by the way.
Ah, yes, okay.
Oh, okay.
So, but I thought it was kind of interesting to hear.
Use your indicator!
That's right. See, we're not going to yell that at people, are we?
That'd be great.
Yeah. I was
sounds so much more pleasant.
Well, and we probably need to go back and revisit something we did maybe a week ago, week and a half ago. Words in foreign languages that we don't have that
ooh,
we need.
Yeah, that one was interesting.
Yeah, because I saw a sandwich that had a bite out of it, and somebody said that sandwich looks good, and I'd forgotten the word. The only word I could remember was gep, which is day after tomorrow in Georgia.
Some of those words were really hard to say.
They were. Hello.
Did you know that a long time ago that the English people spoke closer to our dialect than what they do now, that the aristocrats wanted to separate themselves from the common people?
From the
so
peasants.
They started changing their language. They used to sound like us.
Thank you. Huh. There you go. Hey there.
Hey, you know, we kind of learned how to speak the English language by listening to Elton John because, you know, Levon spent all his time counting his money in his garage by the motorway.
That's exactly right. Quoting a little Elton John from Madman Across the Water. Hey there.
I've seen people use their indicator. It's on their hand.
They will.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to SevCheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the SevCheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's SevCheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Hi, I'm Bob Van Brent, and I highly recommend Mike Sutherland. Mike is always available to listen to your issues. Mike is not afraid to stand up for what is right. My neighbors and I are impressed by his independent thinking. Sutherland is not beholden to any special interest groups. He listens to understand your problems. When Mike says he will get something done, he does.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Wells Fargo has agreed to compensate customers after recommending complex exchange-traded products linked to stock market volatility without fully understanding the securities risks. Regulators ordered a brokerage division of Wells Fargo that has financial advisors around the country to pay $3.4 million for recommending the volatility ETPs between July 2010 and May 2012. Sumner Redstone's former companion has sued his daughter and grandson for more than $100 million, alleging they illegally spied on her and ousted her from the media mogul's life. In the suit, Manuela Herzer claims Shari Redstone and her son conspired with Redstone's nurses and staff members to eavesdrop on Herzer and Redstone's communications with his attorneys to break into her computer to plant documents and gather information and to spy on her with security cameras in Redstone's mansion. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95. 5 Steel. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Skin Deep Jeans. I'm Bob Hirshon and this is Science Update. Both light and dark skin evolved early in human evolution, long before we migrated out of Africa. This according to a sweeping new genetic study led by an international team of researchers reporting in the journal Science.
We're interested in better understanding how humans have adapted to different environments.
University of Pennsylvania geneticist Sarah Tishkoff says skin color in Africa still varies widely today, and the genes responsible affect skin tone in populations worldwide, including the dark skin found in South Asia and Australia.
And what that means is that they are identical by descent from an ancestral African population. They did not arise independently in that region.
The work not only sheds light on human evolution and migration, but also has medical applications, especially in understanding skin cancer. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Today, a look at the stunning technology that's just ahead, the coming 5G cellular networks. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. To understand the massive technology shift that 5G will bring, consider the first generation of mobile technology that gave us just basic phone calls, nothing more. With 2G, texting forever changed the cellular landscape. 3G gave us the ability to share photos. 4G, video streaming, YouTube, Facebook Live, and Snapchat. Each new generation has been a huge step. With 5G, bandwidth will be so abundant that most mobile phone accounts will truly provide unlimited data with absolutely no caps or restrictions. Data speeds will be faster than the fastest home internet speeds available today. This is the technology that will download a full-length movie right into your tablet or phone in less than a minute and make self-driving cars common. And all of this is less than 2 years away. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Here's a huge secret for cutting your printing costs in your small business or home office. If you do a lot of printing, then you know how crazy expensive it is to replace the ink cartridges. That's why here at the Kim Commando Show, we rely on the Epson EcoTank 4550 wireless all-in-one printer. This awesome printer has a huge refillable ink tank, and that means cartridge-free printing. Seriously, we never have to buy ink cartridges over and over. The best part is that the ink tank is so huge that we haven't even had to refill it yet. Can you imagine that? A printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 2 years or 8,500 pages without having to buy new ink. Think of how much money you can save each year. You really need to check out the Epson EcoTank 4550. Learn more right now by going to Epson.com/EcoTank. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. To save money and time on your printing, head over to Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District's current system of busing students by using transportation hubs appears to be going away. School board members showed no opposition last night to recommendations developed by outside consultant Michael Brassfield to take students directly home from school.
Ultimately, if you take the kids directly from school home, they're going to get home 25, 30 minutes quicker than they are now by going to a hub.
Part of eliminating bus hubs means changing school schedules.
It may cause us to revise a bell schedule or two, and it may change some of the stop and start times that kids get on the bus in the morning and what time they get home in the afternoon.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck endorsed the recommendations, as has every committee. She has shared the findings, including a parents group. The board gets the administration's final plans. If approved, details will be shared with all interested parties through the rest of the year, and bus drivers will be making practice runs in order to start the new routes on January 8th. The Bryan City Council spent more time enjoying lunch following a special meeting yesterday that lasted 21 seconds.
There was no discussion before approving a consent agenda containing seven items. Five of them provided final approval on land use changes that included an annexation at Highway 30 and Hardy Whedon Road. That's the site of 340 future homes, of which the first phase of around 120 will start construction in the near future. Another zoning change moves forward with 14 new homes south of Rudder High School along Austin's Colony Parkway. Council also approved new zoning to allow the construction of up to 90 apartments on the west side at Leonard Road and FM 2818. And the owner of property where old cotton storage warehouses once stood waited more than a year to replace the structures. That forced the property owner to get special zoning to replace the warehouses along railroad tracks south of the intersection of Texas and Highway 21. The council also approved without discussion reducing the speed limit along Leonard Road and Grosbeck from 50 to 40 miles per hour and established a 20-mile-per-hour school zone on Grosbeck in front of SOS Ministries, where they have a kindergarten through sixth grade charter school. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station city administrators are starting the process of where the city's next fire station will be located and how large it will be. Assistant City Manager Jeff Kapp says they have to consider the volume of medical emergencies the department handles.
Maybe looking at something that more of a quick response type unit that can handle, you know, fire scenes and hold it until we get a full truck there and different things like that. I think we're going to need an ambulance out there to cover that area, and we see those needs growing on a regular basis.
Speaking on our show, Cap says the timetable starts with nailing down the location, which could happen this year. He says they're investigating whether a couple of acres of land the city owns near the new Welburn Middle School is the best location. College Station police received fewer reports of thefts in motor vehicles last weekend compared to the weekend before. Out of 14 vehicle burglaries, 7 were in Raintree and Emerald Forest subdivisions. CSPD also received 8 theft reports at various locations. The combined total of 22 property crimes is down from 36 the weekend before last. College Station police continue to look for those accused of a weekend kidnapping. The victim reported being threatened by someone wearing a Halloween costume, but CSPD did not reveal what kind of costume the suspect wore and what kind of weapon was used. The victim said they were forced to drive to a wooded area out in the county where they were released with his belongings. The victim was not injured from the Saturday night incident, and the only location CSPD gave was somewhere along Harvey Mitchell between Luther and Holloman. In the Rio Grande Valley, there are still questions to be answered in what Cameron County authorities are calling Fajita Gate.
For example, how could a county employee steal deliveries of fajitas for 9 years straight, costing the county about $1.25 million? District Attorney Luis Sines is pointing his finger at the county auditor's office.
The investigation has revealed that the defendant took advantage of the auditor's failure to examine the submitted invoices. There was numerous red flags all during these years that were not detected.
The man arrested, Gilberto Escamilla, who worked in the Juvenile Justice Department, was caught only by accident. A delivery of 800 pounds of fajitas had arrived one day in August, a day that Escamilla was at the doctor's office. In McAllen, Tim Sullivan, TSN News.
And more tickets are on sale for Saturday night's concert at Reed Arena benefiting hurricane victims. Details are online at bush41.org. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 53 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Because we got some. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Large area of high pressure continues to stretch from our region into the eastern part of the country. It'll provide lots of sunshine today. Comfortable temperatures, too. We're 75 to 80. Overnight clear, 50 to 55. High pressure is a little further east tomorrow. That's a little bit warmer for us in the afternoon. Sun 80 to 85 tomorrow. We'll have more sunshine Thursday, and temperatures will return to 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:37. Time to find out what's going on at the chamber. And Kate's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. What? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What you got for us today?
Well, we have our business after hours this week. This is our monthly networking event. Mm-hmm. And this month, it's going to be at Chrome, a salon experience, their Tower Point location. So we invite everyone to come out. You don't have to be a chamber member to attend this event. So if you're looking for a little extra networking, grab your coworkers, bring some business cards, and join us at 5:30 on Thursday.
And Chrome has done these before.
Chrome has done them before, and they love to throw a party. So this will be a great one. Everyone always looks forward to this. And then next week on Tuesday, October 24th, we're going to have our annual health and wellness luncheon. This year it's sponsored by CHI St. Joseph Health. It's going to feature speaker Dr. Charity Karpak, and she's going to discuss workplace wellness and how you can incorporate healthy habits into your work environment. Mm-hmm. I know that's something some of us struggle with. We'll also be announcing the winners of the fitness challenge.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be fun. We'll see how everyone did. And then we want y'all to save the date for November. It's our annual banquet coming up. The sponsor for that event is the City of College Station. And this year, it will feature speaker General Mark Welsh. He's Dean of the Bush School of Government. But something exciting we'll be doing at the banquet is honoring our Citizen of the Year, who is Al Jones, a former Brazos County judge. And then our Volunteer of the Year is Hans Hammond with Branding Iron Management. For ribbon cuttings today,
What's the date of that?
The date is Monday, November 13th.
13th,
got it. And it'll be at the Hilton College Station from 6 to 9.
All right.
And then for ribbon cuttings this week, we have one today at Empower Behavioral Health. That's Tuesday, October 17th from 4:30 to 5. They're located next to the chamber at 4001 East 29th Street, Suite 190. And then on Friday, we have a ribbon cutting for Fat Shack. It's a new restaurant here in town. Okay. If you ever get a chance, check out their menu. They've got some really fun-looking sandwiches on there.
All right.
But that'll be Friday, October 20th at 11:30 a.m., so we invite you to come out for lunch for that one. And then next week, we'll be celebrating a deluxe ribbon cutting for the ranch at Riverside Parkway on Thursday, October 26th. So that's exciting.
Sure.
And then we also want to give a little bit of special recognition to one of our Inner Circle Platinum members. This week, it's actually CHI St. Joseph Health Primary Care. They're going to have a speaker at our luncheon, and they're the sponsor of our luncheon next week.
We
thank them for everything they do for the chamber.
All right. If they want some more information about all this,
you can visit bcschamber.org or give us a call at 979-260-5200.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And fun stuff coming into downtown. Brian, pull that microphone right in front of you there, Cindy. Cindy Roberts is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Scott. Thank you for having me.
It's time for Fright Nights in downtown Bryan.
That's right. Our seventh annual haunted house that we will be having at the Palace Theater on Main Street.
Okay. Now, you've got several different nights so that people can choose. Now, it all gets started on the 20th?
Yes, we kick it off on the 20th. You can purchase tickets at 7, and the house will open at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
We will be showing some old movies. We have the original Phantom of the Opera and a couple other old black and white movies. So those are free.
Mm-hmm.
You can so if you don't want to get scared, you can just come and sit and watch a movie and listen to everybody else scream.
So, okay, but you have different nights and you have different organizations that are going to be benefited from this.
Yes, yes. So the first five nights, mm-hmm. which is Friday, Saturday, and Halloween night, go to Stage Center Community Theater.
Okay.
And then First Friday, which is after Halloween, but still a great cause to come out. All of the proceeds that night are going to go to Save the Queen.
Okay. So, again, opens up at 7:30. The tickets are $10.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody under 12 will be admitted without an adult. Right,
right. It is a haunted house. We are a no-touch haunted house.
Okay.
But I don't want to put children in therapy.
Sure. Right, exactly.
You know your children better than we do.
Right.
We've had five-year-olds come through that could handle it, and other ones, were yelling the whole time.
Now, it starts at 7:30, but you have a cutoff time, too.
We do. Yes, the last ticket will be sold at 11:30
because
we don't want to be there all night long. That's,
that's
little,
for sure.
Little much.
Can they buy online?
No, we cannot sell online,
okay.
But we are taking credit cards at the door this year, where in the past it was cash only. This year you can do your credit card or your debit card.
Okay. If they didn't write any of this down, you have a website where they can go that has all this information?
You can go to stagecenter.com and look. We have a little bit, but we do have a Fright Night Facebook page.
Ah, okay.
So go
like
that, yes.
We'll do it. Thanks for coming in
this
morning.
All right. Thanks for having me,
you
Scott.
You bet. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Hey everybody, Zach Taylor, and I am joined by a special guest today, 2017 Clyburn Gold Medalist, Yaquan Sun Wu. Of course, Clyburn is an internationally known piano competition, and Yaquan won the gold medal this year. And Yaquan, I know you're 28 years old. How long have you been performing and playing the piano?
Hi. So I started playing the piano when I was 8, which is, I guess, relatively late compared to other people. But I've been playing for the last 20 years now. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. And you were born in South Korea, and you moved to the States in 2005. Is that right?
Yes. So I lived in in Korea. I still live there. My family lives there. I first came to the States. I went to Curtis for 6 years in Philadelphia.
Okay.
When I was about 15, 16 in 2005. And then I went to Juilliard for 2 years. And then I went to Manist for 2 years. And last year I moved to Germany. So I live in Munich.
Oh, wow. Okay, you've been all over the place. And one of the reasons why we get to interview you, you're actually going to be coming to the Brazos Valley Symphony, their season opening concert. You're going to be collaborating with them on October 22nd.
Right.
Now, as we said, you've been all over the place performing, and you've lived all over the place. Have you ever been to Bryan College Station?
No, it was actually my first time going there. And also, you know, I'm playing Rachmaninoff Third Concerto, and it'll be the first time playing with since winning the competition, the same piece that I played in the finals.
Oh, very cool. Awesome.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, for those who might not be familiar with the Van Cliburn competition, it's one that's held every 4 years, and you've got competitors from all around the world, right?
Yes. So it's every 4 years, so it's sort of like an Olympic kind of thing. And, you know, in the beginning, I think there were about 290 people who applied for the competition, and then they chose about 120 people for the live audition. And then they cut down to 30 people who would actually come to the competition. So from 30, we play six times for about 2.5 weeks of duration. And the schedule was quite tight, so you end up playing like different program every 2 days, which is a lot of music actually, because you play about 3-4 hours of music. So from 30 to like 24, 12, 6, and 3 winners, and I'm fortunate to be the winner, gold medalist.
Again, visiting with Cliburn gold medalist, award winner Yaquan Sun Wu, and he'll be coming to the Brazos Valley. He's going to be playing with the Brazos Valley Symphony for their season opening concert on October 22nd. And you talked about being busy, and I'm not a musician. I've got some friends who kind of do it on the side. They don't do it full time. But I would think with being an internationally renowned guy, you're traveling all over the place. Your schedule's got to be pretty hectic, right?
Yes. So I'm basically traveling every 2 to 4 days to different cities and playing different program. And so it could get a little tiring, and especially when you have to fly overseas. And last week I was in Korea. I came to Portland, Oregon, just a few days ago to give 2 recitals. And then today, actually, I go back to Korea to play a concerto.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll be flying from Korea to Bryan this week. So those kind of like international travels can get a little exhausting, but it's fun at the same time. You get to see, explore all like different places, and each individual city has its own unique character to it, so it's fun seeing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bryan College Station, despite it being kind of small, it does have its own unique character, and I'm sure you'll be introduced to that by some folks who live here. And I actually caught you're in Seattle before you take off for South Korea. You said you're practicing. Yeah. You're practicing in a church. Is that right? Did you just kind of walk up to the doors and say, "Hey, can I play on y'all's piano?"
No, actually, you know. So I was the presenter in Portland. They were really nice. So I was. They drove me to the airport, and since I have a connection flight in Seattle, and the layover is for about 4 or 5 hours,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of thinking about maybe to practice somewhere, and they on my way. From Portland to Seattle, they looked for some places around. Unfortunately, the Steinway Hall Piano Gallery, it would be closed today. But they found this church that was right, very close to the airport, and that was available for me to practice for a few hours. So,
very cool.
I'm just not wasting time at the airport and doing something efficient. Efficiently, so.
Well, I'm sure they don't mind you playing on their piano. I mean, you know how to take care of one, so you know how everything works. Again, 2017 Cliburn Gold Medalist Award winner Yaquan Sun Wu, and he will be heading to the Brazos Valley. He's going to be collaborating with the Brazos Valley Symphony for their season opening concert on October 22nd. Yaquan, thank you so very much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Safe travels, and look forward to seeing you down in Brazos Valley.
Yeah, thank you so much. I look forward to meeting a lot of people there next week. Thank you.
This year marks the 20th anniversary of the Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Join us on October 20th for two exciting panel discussions called Sharing the Story, Researching the Bush Administration, starting at 1 p.m., and Unlocking the Mystery, Declassifying the Bush Administration Documents, starting at 3 p.m. These engaging and informative panels will take place in the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. These events are free and open to the public, but reservations are required. For more information and to register for these events, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab to make reservations.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW 849. Man, just talking to some Korean clobbering winning piano guy.
Yeah, Saquon Young-woo.
Great interview, Zach.
No kidding. Thanks, guys.
Golly. That was really cool. I mean,
thought you were only good for sports.
Yeah. I'm a man of many talents.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's like any other professional in that you've got to stay in training.
Yeah.
Just happens to be different kind of training.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And, so he was making sure that the fingers were limber, and they found him a church that he could hang out. And I highly doubt that they were real upset about that.
No,
I'm sure
when
they
you have
thought
a,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Van Cliburn winner, because that's how many hours did they have to play? And when they ever show video, it's like just some 30-second little cut of them playing, and you think maybe that's their only performance during the competition. But as he explained, they have to go over and over and do it several times.
Yeah, and I mean several rounds you're talking about, and it's just like the Olympics. Like he said, every 4 years they meet up and internationally known. But he's been in the States for a long time too, and like he said, been well traveled. Lives in Germany now. So
wow,
was going to be heading down to here.
So you didn't ask him what songs he had on his device, huh?
No,
what he listens to.
I didn't think about that. That would be pretty funny if he was big into, I don't know, auto tune type stuff.
Something, whatever it happens to be, right? Or that's. Again, cool part of this job, you never know who in the world you're going to end up talking to about the work that they do. So, again, we were talking Netflix earlier this morning, just a little while ago. Netflix expects to release around 80 original films next year. One of them is the $90 million Bright, which is a cop action thriller movie starring Will Smith. Again, the world is changing so much when it comes to our entertainment, how we get it. It used to just be ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox, or ESPN. And now when it comes to movies, we got people like Netflix putting movies out.
And I noticed that Adam Sandler has a new one out that's on Netflix now. So, again,
that's
he's got that contract. And,
yeah, I'll be missing that one.
Really, the ones that he's done here recently haven't been that bad.
Okay.
And this one's based on a true story, if I do believe, with him and Ben Stiller.
Okay, well, that may work. Yeah. So, fun night of baseball turned into an unforgettable evening for Robbie and Kirsten Schloss. They were enjoying the Cubs game together when they spotted maybe the most famous Cubs fan alive.
Bill Murray.
That's the one. Ended up revealing the couple's biggest secret. The three of them gathered in front of Robbie's camera, smiled, and the overjoyed couple let the Ghostbusters and Groundhog star take over the video. Well, he would have anyway, even if they wouldn't let him, because that's the kind of guy he is, so that he could announce the couple's to the couple's parents that they were soon going to be grandparents.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, again.
So, go ahead, Scott.
I didn't mean to butt in.
No. So apparently, I've heard this Bill Murray story. I can't remember where I heard it, but somebody was telling it. And so a random guy one night's in a bar and he's enjoying, I don't know, a beverage or whatever. He's there by himself, and Bill Murray walks in, and so he starts talking with Bill Murray, personable guy. And then they start hanging out, and they go all over the place. I guess this is in New York or somewhere fancy, and they go all over the place. They're meeting at these cool parties. He's meeting celebrities. He's hanging out with Bill Murray. They go all the way up until dawn.
Okay.
And they're hanging out at somebody's house or whatever. They're sitting there, and Bill Murray just gets up and starts walking out. And the guy goes, where are you going? Bill Murray goes, if you tell them, they'll never believe you, and just leaves.
All right.
But this was before phones, obviously, before social media. But yeah, I don't know if that's a true story or not, but I'd like to think it is.
There are any number of stories about people, Hollywood types, trying to get in touch with him to read a script or do something. And he's aloof, to say the least. But apparently he only does what he wants to do, which is cool. Okay, a British actor named Roy Dotrice has died at the age of 94. He was known in the soap opera Swords as a brief role of Wisdom Halny, the pyromancer, in season 2. Does that make any
sense? No.
Okay. But more impressively, he also read the audiobooks for George R.R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire and holds the Guinness World Record for the most characters voiced by a single actor in an audiobook, 223.
Whoa.
Yep. So there you go. And the first novel, A Game of Thrones, the audiobook is 33 hours long.
Jeez, I can't see that. Yeah.
And he recorded that. And he also holds the record for the longest performance by anyone in a one-person play. He did a one-man play called Brief Lives and did it just an unbelievable amount of time. So anyway, the guy passed away at the age of 94. He was in season 2 of Soap Opera with Swords, if you happen to watch it. Anyway, 5-till.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Hi, I'm Bob Van Brent, and I highly recommend Mike Sutherland. Mike is always available to listen to your issues. Mike is not afraid to stand up for what is right. My neighbors and I are impressed by his independent thinking. Sutherland is not beholden to any special interest groups. He listens to understand your problems. When Mike says he will get something done, he does.
Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HillcoSupply.com.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HillcoSupply.com.
Good morning. We got 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Seen the list of the number one this, number one that. Researchers recently gave people a list of 50 things that we take for granted every day. And they had them rank them as to how important they were. So these are pretty much non-essential items that we pretty much cannot live without.
Okay.
Number 10, eating out at restaurants.
Mm.
Number 9, a microwave. Number 8, a dishwasher. Number 7, beauty and skincare products. 6, at least one vacation a year. 5, a nice big mattress. 4, washer and dryer. The top 3 things that are not essential that we just can't live without. Number 3 is your pets. Number 2 is your phone. Number 1 is the interweb.
Gotta get that Wi-Fi, baby.
Yep. Last year they did the survey. Same number one. Got to have that thing.
The internet.
I mean, you know, how many times have you been on it already this morning?
How are we supposed to find out that Brits call it the garage?
That's right. Be the only way that we can know how squirrel it is.
How did y'all do this show before internet, Scott?
You know, I'll tell you exactly what we used to do.
Tell us more.
Yeah, really. I used to take 3 newspapers in USA Today, and I would actually have to go through and physically tear out pieces of newspaper.
What?
Wow.
And have little stacks of them.
That sounds
very
strenuous.
What is a newspaper?
Yeah, I know. How quaint, right? How absolutely quaint. Yeah, and that's it. So I had, boy, I really threw away a lot of paper then.
Yeah.
Unlike now. So there you are. So there are 122 statues in the world that are 100 feet or more tall.
Oh, really?
Okay. Okay.
But only two of them are in U.S. America.
Oh.
One is the Statue of Liberty, and the other is a statue of Pegasus and a dragon in Hollandale Beach, Florida.
Cool.
Interesting.
Who knew, right? Coca-Cola's Dr. Pibb, a Dr. Pepper clone, had four name changes when it was introduced. It started out as Peppo in 1972, then became Dr. Pibb later that year, changed it to Mr. Pibb in 73, and after after Dr. Pepper sued them, that's when they came up with Pibb Extra.
Okay.
Yeah. In 2001.
I think I've seen that.
Is it still around?
It's around.
I remember tasting it, and I'm just going, yeah, that's really too much trouble.
I used to drink it quite a bit, and then I came to my senses.
Okay. I Googled Statue of Sam Houston, because I feel like that one's really tall.
Yeah, how tall
is it? But he's 67 feet
tall.
Well,
that's tall enough. I mean, really, 100 feet is
that's
pretty significant.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to kind of imagine.
Yeah,
but,
what that would be. All right, so based on the average life, here's a way to think about how you're using your life. Based on the average life expectancy in U.S. America, if you're 18 years old, you only have 3,160 weekends left.
Oh, let's not talk about this. That's depressing.
Yeah,
If you are 40, you have 2,015 weekends left.
Oh.
I like that.
How are you going to spend your weekends,
that's what I mean.
People?
That's the way to look at your life, okay? And today, as you walk into the break room, you can say to people, did you know that an octopus does not have 8 arms? It actually has 6 arms and 2 legs.
Oh.
How do you know the difference?
I don't know. There are people who get paid to know that.
Man.
Apparently, they have 2 tentacles that work like legs.
Cool.
The others grab food. All right, back tomorrow. WTAW College Station Bryant.